You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back again, once again, to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. We're back in studio, back in Montreal, and Stephen, of course, in Studio West, Beaconsfield. Steve, welcome back to the city.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
Oh, yeah. So we had, hard to believe it was a week ago that we were in the Pocono Mountains.
Yes, a week goes by very quickly. Actually, just stepping into the room at the Caesars Pocono Palace Resort, it hadn't seemed like 6 years that it had passed since I'd been there before.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is, such a fun trip when we went down there. It brought back great memories of a lot of fun that we had. And we also made new memories. We got some pictures that we'll be putting on the website as well. Those particular rooms, those Roman towers, are well worth the getaway, that's for sure.
Great for relaxation and great to just breathe in the fresh air of the Pocono Mountains, the romance capital of America.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Poconos known as the romance capital. I mean, people talk a lot about Niagara and stuff, and Niagara is well known. But the Poconos kicks it up a notch for sure.
The style of accommodation certainly beats much of what you have in Niagara, as well as the fact that things are much more spread out and pristine. You're in the Delaware Water Gap. You have mountains and hills and lakes, and opportunities for canoeing and snowboarding, skiing, snowmobiling, year-round recreation.
We took the Highway 209 north on our way back to Montreal, and it goes all the way along the Delaware Water Gap and actually through the National Park, and it was really quite scenic and lovely to see the water. We were like at the side of the mountain, so it was like going through a valley.
Yes, going through the valley and looking, keeping our eyes peeled to see if there's any interesting bird life and wildlife by the road. It is a very beautiful area.
Oh, and absolutely so. That's me speak English, take two. Anyway, yeah, the fun of live radio.
Oh, yes, it isn't even on the teleprompter.
No, well, yeah, imagine if I had trouble with the teleprompter, just like good old Marcellus Parsons. But anyway, having said that, we have a lot of great guests coming up for you right now. Today, we're going to be featuring Amy Bohutinsky from Hotwire. That'll be in the last segment of the show. And beginning at the 15, we have got Bob Seidel. He's a renowned makeup artist, and he helped get the American hostages out of Iran.
Yes, he was part of a CIA-funded and organized Hollywood escapade 25 years ago, working in conjunction with the combination of the American and Canadian governments to get the American hostages out of Iran. That should be interesting.
That's actually a really interesting story. It's topical, too. It was in the National Post this week.
Yes, former Canadian ambassador to Iran, Ken Taylor, was commenting on the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, he was involved with that. I remember in those days I used to go camping with my family down in upstate New York, and it was fun because shortly after that it was Canada Appreciation Week all the time. They would take all kinds of specials and things, and if you were Canadian, they really welcomed you with extra special arms. That was actually very heartwarming.
Oh, yes, I remember like the full-page advertisements, which were taken out of the papers at the time. Greyhound bus lines were offering special rates for Canadians to travel anywhere in the United States. Amtrak, hotel chains, everyone was opening their arms.
Well, that was actually quite nice to see. You know, the greatest friendship between two nations on Earth, between Canada and USA, largest unprotected border. I mean, they're doing something about that unprotection. Unfortunately, it had to come to that, but still, it's the great friendship between the two great trading partners, and to see that kind of a welcome is quite heartwarming.
Oh, yes, certainly is.
Well, you know, we also have our Christmas show coming up. Mayor of Montreal will be joining us at Mr. Steer Hamburger Restaurant once again. We did a show in March 2004 with the mayor, and of course our interview last year, which we aired during our July 2003 segment when we did that show on the Sofitel. Now, he's going to join us once again, followed by our annual Christmas luncheon. We have two major functions a year, which is the party in the backyard and then the Christmas luncheon, and he'll be there to join us.
Oh, yes, looking forward to that. It should be a good turnout. Christmas shopping downtown Montreal, people will be out, and they'll be looking for dropping by to see some of their favorite radio personalities.
Yeah, and then they're going to go watch us. So. You know, it is extra special, though. I am going to bring a great big bottle of Diet Pepsi with a big bow on it and see how that goes over.
I think he's looking forward to the chili at Mr. Steer.
Oh, me too. You know, I happen to be a bit of a chili aficionado. There's different places that have different kinds of bowls of chilly, and I'm telling you, the Mr. Steer stuff has got a little bit of, as Hudson Fogel would put it, this has got a little bit of heat.
Well, we should invite Gord Logan, and he can talk about bowls of chili.
Chola Billy. Pale Lickle.
Yeah, and I'm sure knowing Gord, he would like the Molson Golden.
Yeah, naturally. Well, you know, we could also invite Hudson Fogel. Actually, we should have invite Hudson again.
Yes, I'm sure he's still in town at that time. He does not depart for the Christmas visit to Saskatchewan until the 22nd or 23rd of December. So
he
will be in town.
He was there last time with us. So, and he was discussing the Montreal Jazz Festival at the time.
And we can invite Monica Kaufman as well, although if we sit up at the back, that is the no smoking section. So.
Well, she can always duck out to smoke a cigarette, or maybe we can have, she can sit underneath the air ventilation ducts over the grill.
Over the grill, yeah.
And that will take care of the smoke. Of course, people have to eat that food, so yeah. Don't want it too close to any tobacco smoke, so anyway. Yeah, anyway, that's our plans for the coming up time. And we have next week, we're going on the road one more time. We're going to Inn at Essex. Once again, it's going to be, what, another 5 years since we've been there?
Oh, yes. We were there last in 2001. 2001 was our last visit there. We were also there in 1999, and before that I was there in 1995. So, on the fourth time to the Inn at Essex, the New England Culinary Institute, sampling their latest creations of the kitchen and some of the new additions that they've made to the property. As always, hotels have to rejuvenate and reinvent themselves, so they'd be doing some renovations and adding to their soft goods. Remake.
New England Culinary Institute is a separate entity from the Inn at Essex. It happens to be housed in the building as a courtesy, and they are welcoming us as well as the Inn at Essex. Now, they've recently renovated the Inn at Essex, so we'll be staying in the newly renovated wing. It will be actually quite interesting and a lot of fun to see.
Oh, yes. Unlike a certain hotel out in Los Angeles, who once told us that we had to stay in the smallest and least luxurious and least renovated room that they had, because we would get a total impression of their property much better that way.
You know what? It's now, after all these years of doing Travel World and actually these kinds of broadcasts, that you realize what a dumb move it is on the part of a PR person to do something like that, to go out and say, you know what, you're a journalist, you're coming here to review us, and guess what, we're going to treat you like crap. And I'm wondering, you know, how could you possibly benefit from that?
Well, customer service is a declining art, and sometimes it does do your heart good to see people who appreciate customer service. This week I had some customers, corporate travelers, heading down during the Christmas season to Fort Lauderdale aboard Jetsco, and they had a schedule change. Customer wasn't particularly happy with it, and I contacted Vice President of Customer Relations at Jetsco. Within 1 hour, he answered back the email. Within another hour, they had come to a very satisfactory solution that the customer was more than pleased with. And you see, how come other companies can't say, hey, our customers are the reason we're in business, and work to maintain that customer satisfaction? Jetsco certainly went above and beyond this week.
Well, it's funny because lessons like that have been around since the 40s. Dr. William Edwards Deming said it in his treatise on quality. He's the man who taught the Japanese about quality control, and his thesis is quality begins in the boardroom. It's just the same as customer service. It begins in the boardroom. And you see that with Jesco, Michel LeBlanc. His personal style is definitely impressed on the entire staff over at Jesco, just as Jim and Judy Lamberti. They put their own personal style on their great bed and breakfast in on the common. You can tell when people are putting their personal customer service into their product, and it comes through with all the frontline staff.
Oh, most certainly. And when frontline staff are empowered to make a decision, that they don't have to consult 27 directories and have 42 middle managers sign off on it, people are empowered. They have pride in their work. They have pride in the product and service they're offering.
You hit the key word right on the head. We're going to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show once again across America via satellite with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. And, of course, well, I'm here in Montreal in our great studio in the West Island. And Stephen, of course, is in Studio West at Beaconsfield. Steve, so it's a nice-looking day outside, isn't it?
Yes, we had talked about rain, 90% chance of rain earlier in the week. Now it's down to 40%, so the rest of the week. 50% chance of 50% chance of rain, 50% chance of snow. Chance of rain, chance of snow. You're 100% guaranteed forecast.
100% guaranteed accurate. Yeah, it could rain. I mean, it could snow. It could be somewhere hot.
In the world
it could be
it
cold.
Is.
Yeah, somewhere going to get light, going to get dark. Yes, we're going to have weather today. Yeah. Well, we hear that all the time. Some people are pretty vague.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what makes the weather so exciting because, you know, it changes every day, you know.
Yeah, we had that. That was one of our trips that we took. No, that was what, back in the 80s, a trip you took?
Oh, that was around 1990-91. That was on the trip to Belgium.
Oh, that was Belgium. Oh, yeah, it was. I remember.
Yeah,
I was there.
The weather is so exciting. It changes every day.
The person, after all the laughter, has gone on to other things, so what can I tell you? I think it was kind of funny that this is one of the guests who joined us on a trip to Belgium, and of course she had this idea that she was some great TV star, told everybody she was a soap opera star, and she was actually one of the announcers on the Weather Channel, and that's exactly what she told us. She was, oh, it's so exciting because the weather, it changes every day, you know, and we're going... Okay, enough of that.
It doesn't change too much in the summertime in Phoenix.
Getting back to one of our earlier topics, Steve, about customer service in the travel industry. It's, you know, we spoke about it. Things have not been the same, actually, in the last 2 or 3 years. It seems that some people's focus has just gone on to, so what, take your ticket and tough luck.
Oh, yeah, many companies just figure, give us the money, and it's comparable to taking the bus, but even bus lines have a higher degree of customer service than some airlines.
It's interesting about that. I mean, lately when I've been taking Via Rail Canada, I mean, I've been treated to some excellent service at Via Rail, and it's still pretty high quality. Every now and then, though, you run into one or two people who might have been having a bad day or something, but it's rare. I mean, at Via Rail, I find lately that the people have been really friendly, and well, this is something that's not of the order ordinary for Via Rail. I've always had great service up in Via One.
Oh, yeah, I've never had a bad experience, really, in Via One. That is the way to travel within the Quebec City-Windsor corridor.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're traveling, it's a Via One first class. You know, some people sit there and there's these truffles that they serve on the train, and some people take the train just for that. And they've actually included some increased service to customers, because on the Via Rail trains, the express trains between Montreal and Toronto, they have high-speed internet in the first class cabin, and that's free, which is wireless. So you bring your laptop. These days, people walking around with the Intel Centrinos, and that means you can access almost any hotspot lately. Internet, I know, has been a really up-and-coming amenity or a topic going on at different hotels and different... I know they're considering doing it even on certain airlines, adding an internet service to that. It'd be interesting the way they would retrofit a plane so that the frequencies wouldn't interfere, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to manage to do that fairly well.
Well, both Boeing and Airbus have worked on a number of prototype projects wherein for a fee of between 15 and 20 U.S. dollars for the entire flight, one can access the internet while on board. So some planes have been retrofitted. There's some kinks to be worked out on the system, but I would say within a year or two, the majority of at least business and first class cabins on international flights will be so equipped.
I have a feeling, though, the internet is one of those additional amenities that can definitely make the difference, as in a choice of where to stay. It's not just that people want to work. Some people just need to be in touch. I remember when we went to the Pocono Palace and they didn't have any kind of internet availability. Yeah, and they had a point in the sense that, yes, it's a honeymoon resort. You're there for the relaxation, but, you know, emergency...
They don't want to be seen going in the chat room, right?
Well, that's one side of it, but it's the other side of it is there are some people that need to stay in touch where they go away. Where I'm going with this is that what would you say if I were to tell you that a place like Inn on the Common in Craftsbury Common, Vermont, is considering setting up an internet hotspot?
Well, that's certainly the way to go. The Inn at Essex is so equipped. We've seen it more and more at the properties that we've been visiting, and I would say give it 2-3 more years, and pretty well 3/4 of all properties in North America will have that amenity.
We've actually increased quite dramatically. Since 2002, we went from virtually no hotspots to over 45,000 hotspots throughout Canada and the USA. What that means, a hotspot is a place where you can bring your portable and you'll have internet access without having to connect it. It's the wireless. That's what the Centrino stuff is. And when... it was an interesting point that Jim was making to me. He says, we here are a small inn out in the country. Your cell phones don't work out here. We're almost completely out of touch. Yet, it'd be nice to have business people on a retreat be able to check their email, pick up a presentation, or just basic things that the internet will offer. And I see that growing these days, and actually it would probably be quite attractive to business people and increase business for places that do this.
Well, I can see it. And as I say, even if you didn't really want to be 100% in touch, just by touching base for a few minutes, you actually relax more by knowing that you don't have to face a whole ton of mail when you get home.
Well, that is, of course, the great stress these days. People are pushed to perform, do, and whatnot. And, I mean, even us, when we're on a trip, when we come home, we have this avalanche of email that we have to go through, correspondence, work, and everything. And then you add to that we have all this... you know, sometimes an emergency is going to crop up. And in the case that you're able to check your email just to see that all quiet on the Western Front, so to speak, then suddenly, you know, you can relax. Say, you know, everything's all right. Good. Now I can take my mind off it and I can enjoy the place I am. I can enjoy these great amenities. I can enjoy the whirlpool. I can enjoy the sauna, or even just sitting out on the deck and enjoying the fresh country air, depending on where you happen to be.
And how do you plan to spend your next weekend when you are done at the end of that trip?
Well, I plan to take some handcuffs and some rope. And
oh, yes. No, you stole my idea already.
No, I think that evil minds think alike.
Yes.
So just now to find some willing participants, we got to set up a video camera and get ourselves one of these black Ford Econoline vans and drive around waiting by schoolyards. Yeah. And then we can turn around and flash a security badge and say, yeah, I'm a security officer and I ought to know better.
Yes, and by the way, did you see Roberto Clemente play last year? Yes,
he was drinking absinthe. Yeah.
Yes, and boy, next time you come by my apartment, I can show you my Cal Ripken autograph ball.
And with our Cal Ripken autograph ball, you can examine that while pretending to be on a German U-boat on your way to Toronto.
Well, and speaking about Roberto Clemente and Cal Ripken, South American routes for Air Canada have proven such a success that some of the flights to Buenos Aires will no longer stop in Santiago, Chile on the way. They will each have their own non-stop service in the coming months. So that's proving to be a popular route structure for Air Canada as they emerge from bankruptcy protection and have expanded much of their international route offerings to places that beforehand might have taken a lot longer to get to with double and triple connections.
It's quite heartwarming to see the reemergence of Air Canada and their new colors and their whole new fresh outlook. I remember we were at the press conference with Robert Milton and Céline Dion and René Angélil, and Céline Dion, of course, is supposed to be the voice of Air Canada. She sings the new song, You and I Were Meant to Fly. And it really amazed me in a disappointing way that how negative some of the press was going on about, well, how can you put on such a great big party when you guys just came back from bankruptcy and so on. I'm thinking, you know, this is an airline that's taken care of its employees. They've thrown a party for 1,400 people in Montreal base. They're doing this at all their major bases across the country, and it's a way of saying thank you to the employees for sticking with it, to helping to guide us through the tough times. And you know what? How can you be negative about that?
No, and you have to do always, it's the old age, you have to spend money to make money, and you have to do things to increase and improve employee morale. And as Robert Milton correctly pointed out, you compare the situation at Air Canada and the treatment of their employees vis-a-vis how practically all of the U.S. carriers have cut, you know, Delta pilots getting 35% pay cuts, Delta and United and Northwest and all the rest saying we plan to cut out our pension plans, U.S. Airways. And you compare that to the efforts made in the Air Canada restructuring to minimize much of the disruption to the employees. They will never be a painless endeavor. Everyone has to do their share, but it could have been a lot, lot worse. And we look back at the people at Eastern Airlines. Well, we want this, we want that. You know, jail Lorenzo for killing our families.
Yeah, well,
you know, we pick it, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The company went under, and where are those people now?
Nice to see Air Canada coming back. We're going to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Willem Backus here in Studio Montreal, Stephen Pickford of Studio West Beaconsfield. Steve, welcome back to the show. as sometimes happens, we have, well, it's the fun of live radio,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, yeah, somebody is suffering from eisenthalitis.
Eisenthalitis, exactly. That's a good word for it.
Well, while I was visiting my office down the corridor here, I checked in the cabinet, and I noticed one of Bob Seidel's products sitting on the shelf, a toner. And I figure, oh, boy, better not invite Mike Bilodeau over, because I don't think the skin toner would be what we would want to put in the copier, right?
Or in the laser printer, yeah, as I was saying. Yeah, Bob Seidel is a makeup artist. Of course, we would have loved to have had him on the air, as he said he would be, twice. Anyway, tell us a little bit about the story, Steve, because, you know, you got me intrigued at the beginning of the show, and at least to the best of your knowledge, what was the story back in, you know, let's cast our minds back to 1979. Iran was in turmoil, and the American embassy was overrun, and they took Iranian students, took the hostages, or what, 40 hostages, 44 hostages?
And the CIA, subsequently in collaboration, working with the Canadian government, set up a phony Hollywood production company, and with makeup artists, and Bob being one of them. And as best of my knowledge, and I mean from the press release, they were kind of vague. It was like, we're going to talk about it on the radio, and we'll let you know all the details, and we're going to reveal what we did. So it was a fictional company. Of course, CIA has done this in many, many instances in clandestine efforts, and created this entity. But that's about all I know.
Well, I guess we can kind of fill in the blanks and guess a little bit, I suppose. I guess our best guess is that they had them in on the pretext of filming some kind of a movie. And I don't know how they got them into the embassy, mind you. But it had something to do with Canada making phony passports for these American citizens.
Right.
And then sneaking them out. And so that was a question of doing that. But because of the cooperation of Ken Taylor and the Canadian government, we brought six American hostages to safety a year before the rest of them were finally freed.
Well ahead of the time, yeah.
And that spurred a big rush of gratitude from the Americans towards Canadians, which, I really love that. It was great going to the States and seeing Canadian flags everywhere and having that gratitude. But it shows you the kind of heart that the American people have. They are, the Americans are a group of people with a lot of heart and soul and caring. And that, for sure, you came through once this was done. It's nice to see also America's friends come to their help.
Very much so, very much so.
So that was the big story, and Bob was going to tell us about it. Bob Seidel also, the last time he was on the show, was talking, because he's a makeup artist, was also talking about different skin conditioners you could use to help prevent skin drying while traveling. So,
because during traveling, your skin gets dehydrated, and chapped skin is a problem no matter whether it's too hot, too cold, no matter what time of year, where you're traveling to. Skincare is an issue.
As I recall, Ella was on that show. She started.
And we said nothing could help her.
Something along those lines, yeah. It was kind of funny, actually. It was, should dig back in the old audio archives, which, incidentally, are all available. All of our shows are available on our website, www.travelworldradio.com or www.twc.ca. It's the same site. We just have many addresses just because we.
Why? We have many different personalities?
Yeah, so I guess our multiple personality disorder. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. But back in there, you click on a tab called audio, and you'll have our archives. Currently, Bob in Master Control is recording our older shows, which we have all on tape here, onto the computer so that we can put them on the website for your enjoyment. And we have shows going clear back to 1997 when we first started the Travel World Radio Show. You'll see them listed as Classic Travel World. So that's going to be going on the air, and you can check out our old topics. So see if you can look for Bob Seidel, S-I-D-E-L-L, and you'll find that particular topic on that. It's a shame because I really wanted to hear that topic about how they helped get the hostages out of Iran.
Would have been interesting.
Yes, but I guess maybe maybe my phone's going to ring in about 3 hours, you know, the time difference from California.
The email specifically said, hi, Stephen, the change to November 20th is great. Bob will call you at fill in the blank. at 10:15 a.m. Eastern, 7:15 a.m. Pacific. Everything else will remain the same.
Yeah.
Regards, Russ.
Well, maybe his Bob is like our Bob and had a late night. But, of course, our Bob has an excuse because our Bob was up playing music till 3:30 in the morning. So.
Well, we don't know which instrument the other Bob was playing.
Well, probably, the trombone. But I don't know. Maybe he's a jazz musician, I suppose. But either way.
The Ottawa Press Club Jazz Band.
Yeah. Well, we would have liked to have heard from our guest. And, the fun of live radio. We were talking last segment about customer service, about the reemergence of Air Canada, and how it's nice to see the heads of companies putting their personal style and empowerment of employees was the last topic that we were touching on. Because it's one thing... and this was also touched on in the book by, and I love that book by William Edwards Deming. It's the old story of, okay, we can always tell people that we're a team and we can tell people that they got to serve the customer. But if we don't give them the ability to do something right there when it counts, well, you've pretty well defeated your own purpose because a special situation is going to come about. And if you start throwing everybody into this imaginary mold they call policy, you're going to aggravate an awful lot of people, and it's going to be running contrary to the very principle of customer service in the first place.
And the CEO, when management changes in a company, the whole corporate culture can change almost instantly. And you can look back to the mid-1990s to the late 1990s at Northwest Airlines, and they had a program at the time called North Best You, and this was the years when John Dasberg was CEO, Fred Malik was there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, hey, they bring in the great minds from Raytheon, who never worked a day in their life in the service industry, and they bring in, Richard, not MacGyver Anderson, and now nobody can make a decision. Everything is moribund, and it just changes from, day into night.
Not MacGyver Anderson. Well, maybe they were educated in that upstate university at Scroon Lake.
Yes, or their international campus near Cairo.
Yes, sir, yes. But seriously, I always thought that was funny. We drive along, we make fun of road signs. So, but then again, we're the same kind of people who can sit around, all by themselves and burst out laughing for no apparent reason. So I don't know whether that means they're going to...
Look at that sign. Remember that guy? Look at him.
Well, that would be us, yeah. Or driving through the New York State Thruway, and every time we pass that exit in the Catskills, right?
Oh, yeah. So between Newburgh and Albany, yes.
That's the one. And, you'd have to look up the exits to get that joke. But the town is spelled COXSACKIE, and you have to understand how we pronounce that. There is a nearby town called Climax, so you can see where our minds go every time I think we even touched on that on the Catskills show, which again is on our audio archive. But getting further into the airline customer service, there are some new airlines that are adopting a great feel and a great customer service attitude. I point at WestJet and JetSCO, but particularly WestJet, I find, is a much more fun airline to fly. People seem to be genuinely happy when they're there.
And you look at these carriers, the startup carriers over the years, JetBlue and AirTran and Spirit, and you compare them to sometimes the sullen attitudes of the legacy carriers, and it's not hard to see why passengers are voting with their dollars.
Well, they are. It amazes me whenever I see people wondering what the problem is. Well, we saw it here just last week on The Apprentice when this one particular contestant was fired this week, who completely took over and was rude to everybody, and then later on said, "No, I'm not a control freak." And, every day I'm reminded that I have no friends, and I'm thinking, look around you, lady. This is not supposed to be coming to you as a big surprise. But, they do this in companies, too. They'll sit there and they'll make policy. They'll tell you got to do it this way. And then they'll say, here, you're going to have to mow the lawn now, but we're going to give you tweezers to do it, all right? And
if you don't have the proper tools to fulfill the corporate mission and everything that sounds great on paper, if you aren't empowered and if you do not have the tools and if you do not have any of the infrastructure in place, well, everything sounds great as
Well, it's also this thing like corporate mission statements. I mean, if people can get past the claptrap and to actually get to the bottom line of just doing a decent job and taking care of the clients and making sure the company is on its feet, then they'll be doing fine. We're taking another break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We'll be welcoming following break, hopefully, if she'll call in, Amy Boitinsky from Hotwire. And maybe
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. Stephen, of course, is in Studio West, Beaconsfield. And Steve, do you believe in miracles, fairy tales?
Yes, sometimes, yes.
Well, our guest called in, actually. We have Amy Boatinsky online with us from Hotwire. Amy, we were wondering whether you might have eisenthalitis today.
Oh, no, I'm here.
But you're here.
I am.
And we're happy to have you on the air with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Amy, tell us what's new with Hotwire today.
Well, as you know, we're getting towards the busiest time of the year for travel, holiday travel, and across the board, it's shaping up to be the busiest holiday travel season we've seen since the year 2000. We're seeing this with advanced bookings, and we're seeing this just this entire year with how people have been booking. It really seems like travel has certainly been back this year. Now, what this means for people who have not yet booked their holiday travel, it means you need to know some good tips and tactics to find those elusive best deals, because they are a little bit fewer and further between this year.
In addition to just good deals and things, it's finding finding accommodations in obscure areas, too.
Oh, absolutely. There's two sides of it, and it's funny because they actually work a little bit differently. So on the airline side, those peak days are filling up fast, and your best tactics are to travel on the off-peak days or the holiday itself. But it's actually quite the opposite with hotels in a lot of larger cities, which people find pretty interesting. And that, think about it, in big cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, around the holidays, business travel, which is what the hotels thrive on and fill up a lot of their hotels with, business travel is virtually non-existent. And a lot of people who are traveling for leisure are staying with friends or relatives. So you can actually score a very good deal on those peak days in the larger cities on a nicer four and a half, even a five-star hotel room, because they've got a lot of empty rooms. So that's actually a good deal on the peak days.
So it's a good thing to find those hotels that actually cater largely to the business market rather than the leisure or the transient market.
Exactly. And how you find those, you look in the commerce centers of the city. So the downtown areas, you also can find some very good deals near the airport. Those are the two areas where you're apt to find these hotels that cater to business travelers. And they're very, very nice hotels. It's a great thing to come in, even leading up to the holidays, if you want to go shopping for the weekend, go into the big city if you live within a couple hours drive to a large city, or just get away from some of the preparation chaos for a weekend, or get away from the family before everyone comes in. It's a really good idea.
Yeah, sometimes when people are dubious about family vacations, so
right,
they're wondering about things like that. But getting to a big city, such as Montreal, is a great idea, because you can stay in these business hotels and get amazing deals, because it's the season for the leisure traveler. And you can, on hotwire.com, you probably list all the amenities available. And what do you have, the rack rate in addition to the special Hotwire rate?
We just have the special Hotwire rate, but across the board, we're finding in this time of year, especially true, I looked at it the other day, across the board, it's an average of 40% off the published rate. So you've got the rack rate, which is like that number on the back of the door, and then you've got the published rate, which is what they're selling it everywhere else, and then you've got the Hotwire rate below that. So it's really, really some good deals. And again, how we get those deals is, you don't know the exact name of the hotel before you buy, but you know everything else about it. You know the star level. So it's a four-star hotel in this neighborhood with these amenities. You just don't know until after you buy if it's, say, a Hilton or a Hyatt. So for people who can be flexible on brand like that, some very, very good deals.
Well, a lot of people are fairly flexible about that. I mean, there's a certain amount of brand loyalty, but a lot less so these days, especially with the current culture in the travel industry of, you know, the customer service isn't what it used to be. So people tend to be a bit more policy-driven, and you're going to get the same plastic smile wherever you go. You know, hopefully you're going to find a property, though, that's going to give you sincere and genuine smiles. So,
well, and for people who price is their top priority, that's when you would use something like Hotwire. Because when price is your top priority, you're more concerned with, okay, can I get this nice hotel, but I need to get it for $100 or $120 or less, or I can't afford it. So,
yeah, that's an important thing, too, because sometimes you need to go to a particular destination for a particular period of time, and basically, if it's got a bed, table, chair, hanging lamp, and Spectravision, you're fine.
Right.
So,
another idea for a hotel, too. We actually did a survey recently of people who do travel for the holidays and found it's something like 30% of people end up sleeping on the couch, floor, or a roller bed at a friend or family member's home. So, you know, if you do want to avoid the couch, floor, or roller bed, it's also a good idea, too. For
Oh, yes, old ironsides, yes.
Yeah.
Some of the, I've had experiences on some of those pillow couches and sit on the end of the roll away and then it flips up and hits you in the back of the head, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's the pull-out couch. You pull it out and it's the same sheets on there you saw the year before and you're like, oh, God.
Ooh.
But, yeah, it, you know, in a lot of major cities, $60, $70 a night, you can get a nice hotel. So it's definitely worth it, I think, sometimes.
And you can also save money by considering alternate airports. If you're in a major metropolitan center, there might be other airports a short drive away that could have prices substantially lower.
Definitely. So when searching airfares, it's always a good idea any time of year to search the alternate airports. And, you know, if it's cheaper, maybe you want to drive a little further. The one thing I do caution, though, factor in everything when you're comparing the price. And what I mean by that is if there's an airport that's, you know, an extra 45 minutes away and you look at a ticket and you can save $30 by doing that, make sure you look into, okay, but if I take the shuttle there, how much more does it cost? Or if I have to park there, what are the differences in parking costs? Because if you're only saving $20 or $30, it might not be as good of a deal for the hassle, but if you're saving $50 or $100, it can be a lot better of a deal. So you just want to make sure you're looking at all of the prices there.
Those are the famous hidden expenses that creep up on you that many people don't seem to realize.
Well, and it's kind of an afterthought, you know, and especially around the holidays. You buy the ticket, you get a good deal, you're like, okay, I'm set. And then the day of or the day before, you start thinking about, okay, how am I going to get to the airport and what am I going to do and where am I going to park? And, you know, around the holidays, a lot of times the long-term parking fills up. So you may show up expecting to pay your $10 or $13 a day long-term parking and be stuck in the short term where it's $25 or more a day. So you really need to plan ahead. And bottom line, if you can get a ride or take a shuttle, it's usually the best way to go around the holidays.
The hidden expenses phenomenon is also something important to consider when you're going to a particular place. And some people want they have this plan. They say, I've got a certain amount of airline points or air miles, and I want to pick up a ticket to a certain area. You realize that the expense of picking up that ticket plus all the other fees you got to pay associated with it, contrast that to actually picking up an airline ticket and just paying for it on a search or service like Hotwire, and you may find out that you're actually saving money in the end. And even if you're saving marginal, how many airline points are you actually losing for that? It's a question of value for points.
It is, and you just have to weigh out all of those things when you're looking at it. It's certainly a lot to think about, but in the end, you know, can save you a lot of money. And it's the same thing again when you're booking it and you're looking at dates. I mean, it is amazing this year around the holidays what a difference it makes to travel on one day versus another. So just to throw them out there, the best days to travel, Thanksgiving Day, the Saturday after Thanksgiving or the Monday after Thanksgiving, for the Christmas holidays, traveling Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, also New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and basically the bottom line, leaving early or leaving late, those peak days surrounding both the holidays, it's going to be expensive, it's going to be crowded, there's going to be long lines. You really save a lot beyond just money by trying to go on some of the lesser popular days.
It's actually important to consider the hassle involved in the travel as well, to minimize that. So it's smart traveling and smart shopping for everybody, and that's hotwire.com. It's what it's all about.
I think you said it well.
Amy, it's always a pleasure having you on the show with us, and we hope to have you on again sometime real soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our show is sadly once again drawing to a conclusion. Of course, we don't know where the time goes. It just flies by so quickly, Steve.
Flies by because we're having fun, and that means that we're only 1 week away from the InnoDestics and the New England Culinary Institute.
And many very exciting shows for you. For all of us here at the Travel World Radio Show, we hope you have a great week and join us again at the Inn at Essex, beautiful Essex Junction, Vermont. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
And join us again for another hour of fun on the radio with us next week. Happy traveling, everybody. We'll be right back.
Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.